Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Tonight is the NBA Draft Lottery, the Cooper Flag sweepstakes, if you will, hashtag capture the flag. And the Bulls will send Matas Buzelis to the South Loop with their 1.7% chance of getting that number one overall pick. Will you watch? Any gut feeling?
I will watch. Actually, I'll be monitoring it as I'm doing the Chicago lead and work. That's 6 o'clock, I think it starts, right?
It starts at 6.
So we'll be on the air opposite. If they win the lottery, that's going to be a fun final half hour on CHSN. So looking forward to that in real time. That'll be fun. I don't have high expectations. I do not want to be a buzzkill as I was accused of being on the text line. I'm trying hard not to be. But 1.7% chance does not make me feel like it's appointment anything except for... It's an appointment to be disappointed. I hope it happens. It would be great if it does. If they find a way into the top four, my goodness, I think that's worthy of celebration. If they're in the top 10 tomorrow morning, I think it will be positive and encouraging. But I have zero expectations that they're going to be anywhere other than where they mathematically should be. And gut feeling, I think the Charlotte Hornets are going to win. And I think they're going to draft Cooper Flagg, and he's going to go from Duke to Charlotte. And it's going to be a North Carolina happening, and this is going to be a North Carolina story, and they need to change the subject in North Carolina. So it'll be good news away from Bill Belichick and focus on Cooper Flagg. That's my gut feeling tonight.
See, his girl lost Miss Maine yesterday.
Yeah, she wasn't
finished
Miss
third.
Maine. Yeah. and a rebuttal from the University of North Carolina put out a statement saying that the girlfriend is, in fact, welcome to events
that
at the North Carolina
that came out Friday quickly.
Facility, right? So it's really interesting. I'm predicting, if we're into predicting, that Bill Belichick will never coach a game at North Carolina. He will opt out of that contract, and he will do something else. So there's a prediction we can hold on to.
The draft lottery tonight.
I'll be really disappointed.
That's the best prediction of the show.
I'll be really disappointed if the math holds up and they draft 12th, because as fun as the last like month of the bowl season was, and we all got to go to games, the United Center was rocking, and that was a good time. It won't feel really good drafting 12th after what happened, right? It doesn't feel good today, and you don't know when they're draft. I think the Bulls are going to end up in the top eight. The math's going to go their way. They're going to go top eight. I think Utah is going to win the lottery, though. The Jazz will be the number one.
They're the Jazz. Yeah. Are we going to worry about what their nickname was?
No, the Mammoths or the Woolly Mammoths. Or whatever they are now. It's a cool logo, bad
Woolly
name.
Mammoths.
The Woolly Mammoths.
That's funny. I'm going to watch. I'm all fired up for it. I just hope that they do move up to a point where we're not getting a bunch of people, as we did earlier, complaining, they should have lost. Why didn't they lose? Why didn't they go ahead and try to lose? I think they should get a reward from the gods of basketball because they tried to finish out the season and didn't just try.
See, I like that idea.
I like that idea because
you're right. We're going to get
for.
Dustin was already kind of hinting at that. Well, the last month of the season was fun, but maybe it was too much fun because they won too often, and now they should have lost.
Right.
I hate that.
I know you do. That's why you should be cheering. That's why I'm saying it.
You, like me,
should be cheering for them to do better than anticipated.
I should.
Because it will pay off then that they managed to win. It'd be a nice little payoff.
I don't want to be hurt again.
Oh, that's okay. You can be hurt again. You know what's going to happen? Like, let's say they don't move or something. They barely, you know, get out of the bottom, whatever. They're supposed to pick 12. So let's say that they don't finish ninth. They need somebody Mata-style to take a little bit of a unexpected dive in the draft. And maybe it's to their benefit.
It could be.
When they had the Patrick Williams pick, that didn't work out too well for them. So if they had picked a little bit later, they would have done a lot better. So I'll be really excited
if they come in here tomorrow and we're talking about them picking in the top four. That would be exciting.
That would be unbelievable.
Would it? Because this is supposed to be a three-person draft. And it would be so like the Patrick Williams draft if they get like number four.
Well stated. But I think, you know, Queen is still our guy, right? So if they get number four, then they're going to get Derrick Queen. If they get number seven, they probably get Derrick Queen. If they get nine, maybe they get Derrick Queen.
Yeah.
So that reminds me of a young Moses Malone.
Thank you, Kendall. We've got to talk to him tomorrow. 815. We just got a Pope, David. Dare to dream a little.
There you go. There you go.
I like it.
Let's have some fun with it. Yeah, I do. I hope they do better than
my enthusiasm is stoked now.
Look at you. There
you got
goes.
Me going.
There
it's goes. A caffeine, but thank you.
Yeah,
you know?
All was your enthusiasm, aka one sip of coffee, was all that.
But you made a good point. You made a good point. I like to be consistent. I try to be consistent. Yeah. And consistency means if I was rooting for them to win and enjoying that during the end of the season, the last month,
then let's get a payoff
then
for
let's
that.
Let's get a payoff for that because that would make all of that stuff worthwhile.
I agree.
More worthwhile and defensible. So, yeah, okay, I'm on
let's
board.
Let's go. Let's do that.
That was easy.
Let's do that. 312-644-6767. We'll be back with your phone calls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.